Some 9 million students are sitting for this year's Gaokao. That's a 30,000 fall compared with the previous year. It's the fifth consecutive drop nationwide. Xiongbing Chi is the vice president of the Beijing-based 21st Century Education Research Institute.
有的学生可能选择出国留学，也就是放弃了中国的高考，而选择了洋高考。
Some students are giving up on the Gaokao as they seek admission in overseas universities, while some choose to attend high school for another year to increase their performance. Besides, some schools, especially those in rural and remote areas, persuade their students to give up on the exam for a better enrollment rate. Last but not least, some students think it's useless to go to college.
A mother of an 11th grade high school student in Beijing says her son will skip next year's Gaokao as it's proving to be too stiff a challenge.
China's education is still lagging behind to some extent. In overseas universities, students can learn what they prefer, while here in China, they are judged based on scores, which only kills their creativity.
In contrast to the decline in the number of students sitting the national exam, an increased number of students are attending international schools to prepare themselves for overseas education. Yin Xiaozhe works for an overseas education agency.
2-3 years再往前的时候，可能更多的是说国内没有好的出路。
Several years ago, people chose to study abroad as they are not able to be admitted to top universities. But now, more elite students who can even go to the Tsinghua or Peking University are also willing to go overseas in the seek of better education.
Education experts say it could force China's higher education institutions to introduce more ambitious reforms if they don't want to keep losing talents. For CRI, I'm Chen Mei.